right, guys, let's get to some hoops. So far, the James Harden to Philly trade is passing with flying colors. They've now won six straight since Harden joined the team last night, beating Chicago comfortably 121-106 and leapfrogging the Bucks in the standings. The Sixers are now second in the East. Joel Embiid must have heard the Joker for MVP chance because he was unstoppable. 43 points, 14 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, 3 blocks. James Harden likes what he sees in his new squad.
We're fairly new. We got championship aspirations, and so every game is a learning process for us, no matter who we're playing, you know. So, obviously, we get our rest, and Thursday, you know, Brooklyn is going to be a tough challenge, but that's no different than, you know, tonight.
Tim Legler, you know something about Philly.
Hello, a little.
Just a little bit.
They're a little excited about this team.
What's
right
up, Legs?
Yeah.
What's going on, baby?
Oh, I can only imagine.
I haven't seen anything like this. Actually exceeds any excitement they even had during the AI run. What's going on in that city right now with how excited they are about this team.
Really?
He's right. The reason he's right is because the expectations
are
bigger. Now, they knew that they weren't better than Shaq
right.
and Kobe.
They and felt that was house
they
money,
believe,
and
they,
eventually you're going to lose to the
they
Lakers.
They believe this season is there for them to win their first championship since 1980.
I love that insight there. Tell me this. Are the Sixers now the favorites to come out of the East?
They are for me, and I think that's the great thing about debates about who's going to win it, you know, who's MVP. These are subjective conversations. For me, yes, they're the favorite, and the reason is this. Joel Embiid is a different guy this year. And you look at what the Bucks did last year, and I'm not going to take anything away from their championship run because they had a major breakthrough last year. But when you look at their path, it didn't involve a guy like this. And Joel Embiid, for me, the transformation in his mindset, his conditioning, his professionalism, his leadership, his maturity, he's a completely different player. I'm as impressed with his evolution in all of those areas as I have been with any player at this stage of their career from one season to the next. So this is a different dude, okay? Also, last year, the Bucks did not deal with anything like this guy healthy in the postseason. Just look at what they dealt with on their path to the finals. There was nothing that looked like this. There was nothing that looked like James Harden. This is the most potent offensive combination in the league. They control the game at the line, in the paint, from deep, if that's what it takes. They can make any shot required in the moment. Mm-hmm. The key is obviously going to be the supporting cast. Do they have enough shooting? That's always going to be a concern with them.
Right.
But Stephen A., when I look at what these two guys do to win whatever matchup is in front of them, possession by possession, for me, this combination of players puts them at the top of the list in East because I think all of those teams, and there's five now. Boston has gotten into the conversation, made it interesting. There's five teams now you got to talk about.
Right. Well, let me say this to you. I disagree with you. Okay? My brother, Tim Legler. But
I expected that.
But part of it is emotion. Because I don't feel like driving down to Philly to apologize to Daryl Morey. I really don't. I like Daryl, but we all know that I felt that Brooklyn got the better of this deal. But with Ben Simmons not even on the court with, don't get me started with that brother right now. With him not even on the basketball court, maybe Morey knew something we didn't know after all. Because it looks pretty brilliant right now, I got to admit it. But I will tell you this, I'm still going to hold off on that. But I'm still going to also think about the Milwaukee Bucks. And I'm going to tell you something. Milwaukee is 40-25. They are winning basketball games. The other day, Giannis looks relatively human. What happens? Middleton goes ballistic. He drops 44. Jrue Holiday been balling all year long. He's shooting over about 50% from the field, shooting a good percentage from three-point range. He dropped 24 Sunday as well. And this kid, Bobby Portis, is a huge, huge deal because he fits in nicely with them. He's a big body that helps them defensively on their front line. Plus, he can step away from the basket and hit those threes. Plus, he's been a part of the team. So chemistry, cohesiveness, all of those things come into play. Now, I respect what I'm seeing from the Philadelphia 76ers. James Harden, I agree with Big Perk. We got to find out what damn diet he was on. 3 weeks ago, he was fat. I mean, the brother's toned, muscled, and all of that. What the hell? What the hell was he doing over the last
year?
We need to know that diet plan. We need to know that. We need to know that diet plan. Embiid is just sensational, which we will get into a little bit later. He's just something special, okay? I'm going to tell you weird things. Give me a little cause to pause. Milwaukee's got chemistry. They're used to one another. They know who they are. Philadelphia is electric and electrifying as they could end up being. They still got that to figure out. Now, you could say over these games, they've shown it to. I will remind you, Minnesota's a decent team, seventh seed in the West. Two games against the Knicks. Let's not forget that. Okay? And we see what happens. A big victory against Chicago last night, I'll give you that. But I'm still looking at this. Philadelphia's helped by the fact that both Harden and Embiid can get to the free throw line and hit those free throws, because obviously slows the game down a little bit, enables you to get back on defense, and Milwaukee's strength is coming downhill at you with Giannis. We get that. But where's the depth? The depth and the shooting are question marks for the Philadelphia 76ers. I'm not saying they can't pull it off. I'd love to see them go to the finals. But I still think Milwaukee is the team to be reckoned with at the moment.
There's something wrong with their defense. All right, I sat there courtside last weekend,
okay,
and I watched Kyrie drop 38 on them by himself,
yeah,
and win that game in,
yeah,
Milwaukee,
mm-hmm,
and Milwaukee playing everybody. Then I watched Joel Embiid get 42 and 14 in a road win in Milwaukee without James Harden,
yeah,
before he got there. There's something different about Milwaukee's defense. It doesn't really dictate what's going on the floor the way that it did in the past. Now, maybe it's because, look, they've won a championship, it's a regular season,
and
maybe
waiting.
They're going to tighten it
and
up.
We're waiting.
Yeah, maybe. But I'm looking at the way Philadelphia operates and the way these two particular guys can attack defenses, and I just think there's something about this offense that's going to be impossible. They're averaging 132 points a game,
yeah,
when those guys are on the floor for 48 minutes. They've virtually been unstoppable,
okay,
just like Embiid said.
Let me tell you, let me make an argument on behalf of Philadelphia that nobody has mentioned. This, to me, is the greatest argument you can make. James Harden's been under pressure since he arrived in Houston.
Oh, yeah.
Right? He's actually playing with a little house money. Because who did he replace? He replaced the dude that didn't want to step on the court. Philadelphia, think about this, because Tim knows this, Philadelphia native, me, obviously covering Philadelphia sports for the Philadelphia Inquirer for 17 years. Philadelphia, you got to show and prove. James Harden was the one dude, just by showing up in the arena, he got a rousing ovation. Just by showing up.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm talking about the rousing ovation he got just knocking the bell. They were happy about that, because that was better than what Ben Simmons gave you since last June. So knowing that, anything he does, even if he shoots, let's say, for example, he shoots 42% from the field, he shoots 35% from three-point range, he averages 26-27, but relatively inefficient compared to what he's capable of doing. Philly is still good because it's much better than what Ben Simmons was going to give you.
Yeah.
That is the greatest argument you can make for the Philadelphia 76ers at this moment in time.
Biggest case against it? Past playoff moments where you scratched your head with him.
That's right.
Joel Embiid also had a little bit of that against Toronto when they got eliminated.
That's right.
Didn't play great against Boston in the bubble when they got eliminated.
That's right.
So he has a lot to prove, but he just looks like he's different this year. I'm not worried about him. James Harden has had a couple moments where you're watching at home. We both know it, covered him, yes, in Houston, where you go, is he really playing like this tonight?
Yes.
In this moment, in the middle of a series.
That is true.
The San Antonio one, well, I'll never forget that night.
That's right.
With San Antonio sitting everybody. They're conceding
That's
game
right.
six.
Right. And blow them out.
Conceding
and
game
blow
six.
Them out. Not just beat them, blow them out.
He took two shots in the first 16 minutes of the game, and That's Mike D'Antoni's going, didn't you lead the league in field goal attempts?
Yes.
What is going on? So they have a lot to prove. That, to me, is the greatest argument why you would favor Milwaukee.
Right.
Their playoff histories. And Doc also blown some 3-1 leads.
3-1 leads, three.
So they got three guys with a lot to prove. For me, that's the greatest argument for Milwaukee, is what has happened in the past with them.
Yeah.
But I still think that combination, we haven't seen anything quite like this. That's why I
don't. So out of the reach, just to be clear, so you're rolling with Philly and you're Milwaukee
I'm
until
saying
further
as
notice.
As of right now, okay. Milwaukee.
I don't like that caveat. You can't.
Yeah, I don't like
you
that caveat
You sound like you're
either.
Sitting on a fence.
And
yeah.
I am.
You can't.
I am.
With
You're
who?
Not allowed.
Wait.
You let other
so
people.
I'm Stephen A.
You don't let other
Come
people.
On, Stephen A. It's first take.
No.
I can do that.
Stephen A. If it's not Milwaukee, then who? Then Philly?
No, to me personally, I'm still holding out hope that Brooklyn gets on the court, because I think once they get on the court, I think they're lethal. My problem is that, you know, I'm feeling the way that I'm feeling about the trade, because I assume the second that Ben Simmons got there, you know what? He's going to be like, I'm out of Philly. Life is good. I didn't know he was going to be so petrified of playing in Philadelphia. I'd never see him.
He's going to be perfect. perfectly healthy at 10:15 p.m. on Thursday night.
That's right.
When it's the game amazing. Is over. They got when it down to a science.
When the game is
at
over.
At 10:15 p.m., he's going to feel like a new man.
Unbelievable. I never saw that coming. I thought the second
he got, you didn't see that coming?
No, I thought the second he got traded from Philly, he'd be good. And guess what? He was. Suddenly, he was on the bench.
Oh,
he was cheering. You didn't even put out an APB for him. He was on the bench. You could see him. He was on a team bus. He was traveling with the team. He was smiling. He was slapping high fives. He was good. Somehow, some way, he could do all of that but can't bounce a basketball. I don't understand it. I don't understand.
I think inside he still had a lot of angst about the whole situation because it's too close to Philly and the expectation level. It's something he definitely didn't need right now. Not against this team. To have to get through them? Oh, please give us 7 in the postseason. Yes. Those two teams.
Yeah.
My goodness. That would be unreal.
Absolutely.
I'm with you.
I want that, too. We all want Brooklyn versus Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
You know what? You got to man up and play that game. Play that series.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
All right.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. You can now stream the most MLB games on DirecTV without a satellite dish. Yes, catch the clutch hits, strikeouts, grand salamis, web gems with nothing on your roof. So whoever's up there, whether it's roofers, Santa, birds, old-time chimney sweepers, moody teenagers, thrill-seeking raccoons, you name it, they won't find a satellite dish, but you will find your MLB games on DirecTV. That means DirecTV is your home for baseball this season. Root with nothing on your roof. Yes, stream your team. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit directtv.com to sign up today. Claim based on the total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Thanks so much for listening to the First Take Pod. Have a fabulous day. It's franchise tag day in the NFL, so that means the Packers have until this afternoon to get a long-term deal done with top receiver Davante Adams. If no deal is completed, the team will have to use the franchise tag to keep Adams. The $20 million hit immediately hits the cap, but who will be throwing the ball to him? The Packers have already made a significant long-term contract offer to Aaron Rodgers that would alter the quarterback market. The Broncos also are lurking as a potential contender to land Rodgers, with a source telling ESPN that Denver is willing to compete to acquire him either through a new contract or draft pick compensation. Rodgers is weighing his options, but is expected to make a decision soon about his future in the NFL. Okay. Damian Woody back here with us. Damian, I'll start with you. How should the Adams deal dictate Aaron Rodgers' decision?
Well, listen, if Davante Adams is back, I know he's probably going to get franchised. If Davante Adams is back, I think there's a really good chance that Aaron Rodgers will be back in Green Bay, considering that's his guy right there and been his guy for a long time. But Stephen A., make no mistake about it. The Denver Broncos should be considered a serious threat to the Green Bay Packers. And when you look at the roster, particularly on the offensive side for the Denver Broncos, one could make the case that it has better talent on that side of the ball than the Green Bay Packers right now. Just look at the skill position guys at the wide receiver position. They got Cortland Sutton, who's a dog. They got Jerry Jeudy. They got Tim Patrick. KJ Hamler, who tore his ACL this year, he's going to be back. That's 4 guys at the wide receiver position that can go off at any given time. Not to even mention Noah Fant at the tight end position. Pretty good offensive line. And Javonte Williams, the stud rookie running back from North Carolina, who will probably get the full load next year for the Denver Broncos. Listen, I've been on this show and I've said multiple times that I think that Aaron Rodgers should go back to Green Bay, because the road to get to where you want to go, i.e. the Super Bowl, is probably easiest through Green Bay in that NFC North division. But, man, when you look at the Denver Broncos and what they've acquired, you know, throughout the past few years in the draft, that's got to be very appealing. And the one thing we know about Aaron Rodgers, he doesn't lack any confidence in his ability to elevate others. So I think Green Bay probably has an inside shot if they keep Davante Adams. But that Denver Broncos roster, particularly on the offensive side, boy, that's going to give Aaron Rodgers a long, hard pause as far as what he should do this offseason.
Maybe that's what this is all about. Maybe Aaron Rodgers is looking at the Denver Broncos. I wouldn't rule out the Tennessee Titans because they got weapons, particularly with A.J. Brown. I'm not ignoring that. You know, that might have a lot to do with the position that Aaron Rodgers is taking in terms of being hesitant and reluctant to make a decision because he's got some real, real choices to consider. I would tell you this. When I think about him with Adams, I'm saying this right here. Davante Adams' situation should dictate what Aaron Rodgers does. Even though I think that Aaron Rodgers, like I said earlier, can make any wide receiver look good, Davante Adams, that's his man. That's his boy. That's his most reliable weapon. And if the Green Bay Packers can't retain him, even though that's not the case because they can always franchise him, but if they franchise him, you Davante Adams, you want to do everything that you can to avoid being on that football field because you don't want to get yourself hurt and ruin the possibility of getting a long-term deal. But that's not how it usually works in the NFL, and we get all of that. I'm just saying that if you're Aaron Rodgers, if that's going to be some kind of fractious situation where they're not able to get Davante Adams locked in long-term, why wouldn't you want to stay? Why wouldn't you want to go to Denver with Gordon and Javonte Williams and Jerry Jeudy and Cortland Sutton and those brothers? They definitely got some weapons. And plus, if you like a challenge, excuse me, could you imagine the AFC West? It's you, it's Justin Herbert, it's Derek Carr, and, of course, Patrick Mahomes. I mean, I'm looking at that, and if you Aaron Rodgers and you that kind of bad brother, that doesn't faze you. That's a challenge that you want to embrace. So I look at all of those things, him going up against any of those young guns, and you know, in Derek Carr's case, a little bit older than the young gun. I'm just saying that, look, I understand it. And if Davante Adams' situation dictates what Aaron Rodgers should do, and that is the holdup with all of this, I perfectly understand where Aaron Rodgers come from. I'm sick and tired of talking about him. I don't think that it deserves to be as big of a headline because he lost. He didn't win. He ain't walking around as some champion. But if the whole reason for this hesitancy, the whole reason for this delay is that Aaron Rodgers is waiting around to see what happens to Davante Adams, then it does all make sense. And he's not being Mr. Wrangler jeans like Brett Favre and just trying to steal headlines because he can't make up his damn mind. No, he's waiting to see what happens with Davante Adams. If that's the case, I don't have an issue with it.
Steve Nate, let me ask you a question, man, because it's really bothering me. Why in the world would it take Davante Adams Aaron Rodgers this long to make a decision? We've chronicled this whole situation with the Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers since last offseason. Aaron Rodgers talked about on the Pat McAfee show numerous times how well the relationship is with Gutekunst and Mark Murphy and all those guys throughout the season. So why in the hell is this taking it this long
because,
to make up your mind? You know,
because
you wanna,
Green Bay
you
hasn't decided whether to franchise tag him yet. Green Bay hasn't decided whether or not they're going to franchise tag him yet. Plus, you don't know Davante Adams' reaction. Let's say, for example, they franchise tag him by 4 o'clock this afternoon, and Davante Adams has no issue with it whatsoever. Then you good. But if you sign him to the franchise tag and Davante Adams is ticked off, wants no part of the organization, is hell-bent on getting the hell up out of there, then it's an easier decision for Aaron Rodgers to make as it pertains to whether or not he should stay or go. That's it. That's it. Woody knows.
That's it.
Woody knows. Okay. Woody knows when this boy is right.
I'm not lost for words. It's just, listen, you've been with the organization, man, we've been talking about this topic ad nauseum, man, for it seemed like over a year.
Yeah.
And the fact that you're still sitting here tapping your toes and you don't know if you want to be with the Green Bay Packers. And Davante Adams is not going anywhere. The Green Bay Packers are going to be adamant about keeping Davante Adams. So, I mean, what the hell is the issue with Aaron Rodgers and making a decision? Because guess what? There's a lot of other guys that's waiting around on Aaron Rodgers to make his decision so they know their fate on that roster.
But, Woody, don't you think we could get an answer on Aaron Rodgers?
They still
got to
put a team around Aaron Rodgers.
Don't you think we could get an answer on Aaron Rodgers this week?
I mean, we should have gotten an answer from Aaron Rodgers already. I mean, what the hell is the problem here? They still got to put a team around Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
There's so many guys that are free agents that are possibly salary cap casualties. They need answers. I don't understand what the wait is all about.
I do think it's going to come down soon.
Whatever. I mean, Woody's Woody. We understand what Woody's saying. Look, Picasso. Look, Liberace. Go back there and play your piano.
When is that happening?
And you know what?
When is that going to happen?
One of these days, I'm telling you right now, one of these days, I'm going to literally get up out of this chair, and I'm going to go to the piano. And I'm just going to play. You're going to be pontificating about something.
I'm going to go out there
and just start playing the piano.
Really?
We're available.
I'm waiting, Woody. When are you going to play?
I'm still taking my lessons. I'm not getting on national TV until I'm ready.
So you taking lessons? How long you lived there, man? You should have had this down pat. How long you lived there, man? How long you had that piano?
Man, listen. Man, I've had this since, 12 years?
Exactly. What the hell are you doing taking lessons?
He finally has some lessons. That's not fair. He was busy winning Super Bowls. He finally has some time to settle down. I like that. Never stop learning.
When did this man retire?
When are you going to get a new hobby?
How you know I don't have any?
Oh.
Don't sleep on a brother. Don't sleep on a brother. I'm good.
Hey, I don't want to know what those hobbies are.
By the way, your tone just changed, so let's just go to break.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Have you ridden an electric bike yet? Well, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to more exploring time outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range for up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Time for some quick takes. Last night, Greg Popovich tied Don Nelson's NBA record with his 1,335th career win. Pop reaching that mark in 370 less games than Nelson. He will have a chance to break that record tomorrow versus the Raptors. Stephen A., is Pop the greatest coach in NBA history?
I don't know about that. He's right there. It's a discussion. It's an argument. You got to think about Red Auerbach. You got to think about Phil Jackson. You can't summarily dismiss them because of Greg Popovich. Greg Popovich is an outstanding coach, but he had Tim Duncan. He had David Robinson. He's definitely top three all time. I just think that I look at Phil Jackson and what he was able to do and Red Auerbach and what he was able to do all of those years in Boston. I can't say definitively he's the greatest. He's one of the greatest, yes.
All right, let's keep it moving and bring back in Tim Legler. Joel Embiid went off last night, showing why he currently is in the lead in Vegas to win NBA MVP. Embiid put up 43 points to go with his 14 rebounds to defeat the Bulls. The win catapulted Philly to second place in the East and just three games behind for the top spot. Nikola Jokic is not going to give up his reign that easy. The big man led his Nuggets to a win against the Warriors while putting up his second straight triple-double, 32 points, 15 rebounds, and 13 assists. Production. Stephen A., we'll start with you, though. Who's the more talented big man, Embiid or the Joker?
I'm going to go with Embiid, but I got to tell you something. I watched Jokic last night. Good God. This brother can't jump onto a curb, okay? He can't jump onto a curb. Just a big tub of lard, all right? And damn, can he play? He just can't. I mean, this dude is, Jokic is something special. So it's right there, just so you know, because we weren't on together. We haven't been on together in a while, but that will change. Here's the deal. I got it as a 14 race when you think about league MVP honors between Embiid, DeMar DeRozan, Jokic, and Ja Morant. That's me. And of course, I'll throw Giannis in there as well.
You leave one guy out.
Who?
Luka's got to be in the conversation now.
Luka?
He has to be.
You know what? Yeah.
I'm not saying he'll be MVP, but you got it. You can't leave off that list.
I was just talking about who I got in the lead.
Okay.
I know Luka's doing his thing, but Dallas is like a fifth seed, that kind of thing. That's all it was. But I got those teams ahead of him. I got those players ahead of him. But Luka's having a special year, no doubt. Here's why I'm going with Embiid. First of all, the brother averaging 29 and 11 on 49% shooting, 35% for three-point range. We know what Embiid brings to the table from a skill perspective. Not saying that Jokic doesn't have that. Jokic doesn't have the necessary athleticism that Embiid has. Why am I bringing that up, Tim? Because even though it has nothing to do with the MVP race or anything like that, no matter what I saw from Jokic, I always said, wait till Anthony Davis goes for the East. Like when the Lakers won a title in the bubble. Because against big dudes who are athletic, he can't do what he does against everybody else. Now, Jokic deserves all the credit in the world because anybody less than that, he abuses like he's supposed to. And I mean really, really abuses them. I mean, this dude is something special. He really, really is, okay? Okay? And I also think that he's being helped by DeMarcus Cousins being there because DeMarcus Cousins can spell for him off the bench because DeMarcus Cousins, no matter how people may feel about him, the brother can ball and he's got no business being on 10-day contracts. DeMarcus Cousins actually should have a contract in this league. He does now for the rest of the season, but he should actually have a multi-year contract because he can play, all right? But Jokic is a bad brother, but Embiid, you talk about the athleticism, you talk about the ability to run, to perform in the open court, to pull up from three, to have a mid-range game, to play with his back to the basket. There's nothing that Jokic does that Embiid can't do. But there are athletic things that Embiid can do that Jokic can't, because the brother can't jump on a curb, okay?
Yeah.
But he's phenomenal. He's phenomenal. And he might win MVP again. But if I had to pick just my choice,
yep,
between Embiid and Jokic, it would be Embiid.
Two different questions, I think. Who's going to be the MVP and who's the better all-around player?
Hold that thought, because I've got some breaking news for you.
All right.
Stephen A., this involves that bad man, Aaron Rodgers.
What?
This just in, breaking news into First Take this morning. The Packers are set to extend Aaron Rodgers on a four-year, $200 million deal. That would be $50 million per year. The offer came in on Friday. He mulled over it and came to a decision. Rodgers wanted a longer deal to ensure no more year-to-year issues or distractions, per a source.
So he's definitely accepting the offer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you want my response?
Yeah.
So what? Congratulations. So, Aaron Rodgers is phenomenal. He deserves every penny that he's getting. Congratulations. I knew that. He's going to be great next season. I knew that. I know that. I knew he's going to be great this past season. I knew that. The season before that, I knew that. I'm waiting for the Super Bowl.
Okay.
You got $50 million a year. Can I get a chip? Can I get a chip? Can we see Aaron Rodgers in Lambeau Field?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, I'm on. Everybody know me, Tim Legler, Damian Woody. I coined the phrase, he's a bad man. I love this brother. Aaron Rodgers is phenomenal, but he let me down. He let me down with the fake immunization, all of that other stuff, and then after that, to come in and wet the bed against Jimmy Garoppolo, where I gotta listen to her talk about Jimmy G as he was relevant.
You gotta admit, Shanahan.
Oh, please.
Hold on. He had nothing to do with it. I didn't say Jimmy G. I said Shanahan has the Packers number.
No, we know that. Shanahan's
for sure.
Phenomenal. But what I'm saying is, Jimmy G, I gotta listen to it. Like, he has something to do with it. His special teams that won that game. But the point is, I heard all that. You got your money, bro.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Well deserved. You going to win the chip? That is the question with Aaron Rodgers. Super Bowl or bust as far as his legacy over the next 3-4 years? You got to win the chip.
Yeah, and that's the number that really matters. The $153 million that's guaranteed. That's what matters in the NFL. I want to bring in Damian Woody. Damian, as we just heard, the breaking news, Aaron Rodgers agreeing to stay with the Packers. He's going to be the highest paid player in NFL history, $50 million a year, $200 over 4 years, $153 guaranteed. He's 38 years old, a decade removed from winning a Super Bowl. What's your reaction?
Thank God this deal got done, because we were, you know, how many different ways could we remix this same topic? How many different ways could we talk about Aaron Rodgers? But listen, like Stephen A. said, it wasn't like he wasn't going to get his money. The Green Bay Packers been told us that they were going to do whatever they had to do to get to bring Aaron Rodgers back into the fold. So the money aspect was never an issue, a sour issue here. He was always going to get paid. The biggest thing here is, can Aaron Rodgers add on to his legacy as far as rings is concerned? Because he's done everything else. Four-time MVP, you know, one of the greatest throwers of the football that we've ever seen as far as arm talent is concerned. Now, we need to see this man back in a Super Bowl. Because Stephen A., when was the last time he was in the Super Bowl? 2010? 2010? For as great as bad as this man in, the last time we seen him was 2010 in the Super Bowl. And going back-to-back, home game, losing in the NFC Championship games in Lambeau Field. Nothing less than a Super Bowl is acceptable for Aaron Rodgers. That's why I say he should go back to Green Bay, because the road to get to the Super Bowl is easiest in Green Bay, in that division, in that conference. So holler at me when he's back in the Super Bowl. That's all I care about at this point moving forward.
Can I just say one thing? What did I just say to you? I said, I think this will come down this week. Am I not a prognosticator or what, right? When we just wrapped up this segment, Damian Woody, you rolled your eyes. I said, Damian, I think it'll happen this week. And what? We take a commercial break.
Is that why?
And look what happened.
Is that why you wore a mixture of the Green Bay colors to work today?
No, I wore this because neon's really in for spring, and I like to be ahead of the trends.
Right. Is it spring yet?
Okay.
No, but it's not spring. Yes, it is. It's March. Okay. March is spring.
It's not March 21st.
Oh, my goodness. Only you would know the details of it.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. We all know breakfast is part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any, and you know what happens. You grab a cup of coffee, you skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, even waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Come on. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Meanwhile, breaking news into First Take this morning regarding Aaron Rodgers. Damian Woody still here with us, but I want to bring in Jeremy Fowler now. Jeremy, thank you so much for joining us here on quick notice. What is the latest on Rodgers? What can you tell us?
Well, it looks like the indications are, despite some last-minute details that most likely need to be worked out, Aaron Rodgers will be returning to the Green Bay Packers. I know that the Packers have made an offer in recent days, a long-term offer that will be very strong and should alter the quarterback market in some way. Where those numbers come in at the moment are still unclear, but it will be hefty, and it should create a lane for Aaron Rodgers to be a Packer long-term. You know, the Packers were all in from this offseason to get this done with Aaron, and it looks like it is trending that way despite some other considerations.
Jeremy, appreciate you being on the show. You know, there's a lot that's been made over the last few weeks about all these headlines surrounding Aaron Rodgers and when he was going to make his decision, whether he was going to stay or go or whatever. What insight could you provide to us as it pertains to, you know, whatever level of trepidation he may have had before ultimately reaching this agreement with the Green Bay Packers?
Yes, well, I believe the Denver consideration was real. You know, Denver made clear that they were going to be all in, either from a contractual standpoint or a draft compensation standpoint. You know, part of the problem was Green Bay was always in the driver's seat. You know, they didn't want to trade Aaron Rodgers. You know, a source told me that there was going to be a very, very hefty price tag if, in fact, Rodgers was going to try to force a trade, which it looks like he has not done. You know, but it would be so difficult for the team trying to acquire Rodgers that it would cripple them in a big way based on all the Green Bay would have wanted back. But the point was they never wanted it to either even get there. You know, they wanted to secure Rodgers to where he can be their quarterback going into his 40s. You know, he's 38 right now. We see quarterbacks play a long time in this era. And so it looks like Rodgers will be ready to do that for Green Bay. But, you know, he had considered Denver. I mean, certainly they were on the table from all that I've heard, and they were a viable option.
What, if anything, does this mean for Davante Adams? I mean, you know, obviously Aaron Rodgers' contract chewing up some money. They can franchise tag him by 4 o'clock today or whatever. But what's the future looking like for Davante Adams in a Green Bay Packers uniform now that Aaron Rodgers has agreed to this deal?
Well, the Packers have till 4 p.m. today to franchise tag Davante Adams. That has not happened yet. I do expect that it will. Even if it doesn't for some reason, you know, they will try to hash out something with Adams, knowing that pairing him with Rodgers for the long term is the best play for them. You know, from what I was told, they don't want to let a player of Adams' caliber walk out of their building. And so if they have to use the tag to secure that, it'd be about $20 million in change for this coming year. Davante Adams would make much more than that if he was on the open market. They don't want to see that happen. They want to keep him in that jersey. So, you know, it's going to be the next domino to fall. They also have some other players they want to try to re-sign. You got Devondre Campbell, all-pro linebacker. So a lot on the table for Green Bay for a team that's $28 million roughly over the salary cap just a little over a week before free agency. So if this Roger domino has fallen, they not only secure him long-term at big money, but they can lessen his salary cap hit and do some other things to try to build a winner around him right now.
Jeremy, before we let you roll, obviously we've been talking about this decision ad nauseum. What else was Aaron Rodgers weighing in ultimately, you know, coming to this decision of returning to Green Bay?
Well, certainly it was a eventful couple of years of the drafting of Jordan Love in the first round, you know. And so Rodgers wanted to know that not only would he be secure long-term in Green Bay, but would he have a good relationship with the front office? He was surprised by the Jordan Love pick. And, you know, from all that I was told, the Packers were all in from last offseason on not only bringing him back and pumping confidence in him that he's their guy moving forward as an MVP, but that they wanted to foster a good relationship. You know, they really worked at keeping him informed, making him feel like he's part of the process, you're considering him in their moves. And they've shown that over the last 6 months, and I'm told that's gone a long way with Rodgers. So whatever happens over the next week with his contract and with the team, you know, they feel like they tried to maximize their efforts to make sure they were in a really good place with Rodgers.
Jeremy, so appreciate your perspective. Great job getting this story. You and NFL Network, the first to report it. We'll talk to you more soon. I know it'll be a busy day for you. Thanks again for the time.
Thanks, Molly. Appreciate it.
Okay. Now we'll bring in Damian Woody. Damian, want to get your perspective on what you just heard from Jeremy, giving us more context on Aaron Rodgers staying with the Green Bay Packers for 4 years.
Yeah, well, listen, I mean, now that, you know, it seems like this deal is pretty much done, I think a lot of dominoes are going to start to fall for the Green Bay Packers. They had a lot of guys. They had to make a decision about a lot of guys on their roster as far as, you know, are we going to keep these guys? You know, are we going to, you know, cut? What are we going to do with a lot of those guys? And primarily, a lot of those decisions had to be, you know, on hold because they were waiting on Aaron Rodgers. Well, now they're starting to get a clear picture as far as Aaron Rodgers is concerned. Now more moves are going to be made. Also, you heard, you know, Jeremy talking about Jordan Love. Where does he stand now as it relates to the Green Bay Packers? Do they trade him? You know, because.
No, it's true, though, Damian. It is true.
I'm asking. Damian's making me laugh. Damian making me laugh.
Why?
What do y'all mean? Now they got to make a decision about Love. Look, Love. Now, you can hold this clipboard. You can hold this clipboard and be that beautiful practice player that we believe in you to be. Or we gonna move you if we can get equitable compensation for you. There's only two options. I mean, essentially, Jordan Love's career in Green Bay is over. Unless he wants to wait another 4 or 5 years before he cracks a start lineup in a regular season game. That's what that is. Let's not lie to the American public. Jordan Love, I mean,
I'm not lying.
They ain't show no love for Love. We understand that. A valid reason why. There's no shame. There's no shame because you Aaron Rodgers' backup. Now, if Jay Cutler or somebody was a starter and they did this to you, that would be a different ballgame. That's not the issue here. Aaron Rodgers is not going anywhere. That means Jordan Love is. Okay, so look, Jordan Love, just think about various opportunities around the NFL that are available to you. You understand? And go there because you damn sure ain't gonna be playing in Green Bay. Let's not act like we don't know.
So it's vindication, clearly, what? For Aaron Rodgers.
Well, you could say vindication for Aaron Rodgers. The Green Bay Packers never denied the value of Aaron Rodgers. The problem was they weren't treating him with the respect he deserved. Yep. Their attitude is, we gave you the money, so shut up. And he didn't appreciate being disrespected like that, not being valued, not having his opinion taken into consideration and stuff like that. So they mended fences with that relationship here. But they didn't have any questions about this brother and what he... They could talk all that nonsense, what they want to, about a couple of struggling seasons when he was injured. But when Aaron Rodgers is healthy, we all knew what he did. We all knew what he was capable of doing. And they knew coming into this last season what Aaron Rodgers was capable of. So that was no issue.
Hold that thought. Quick commercial break. We're going to come right back. And
Jordan
I've got a
Love.
Question. For you, Stephen A., about this bad man after this break.
Stop it, man.
You are so disrespectful.
First Take fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite First Take episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and PTI ad-free as well. They also have favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/First Take. That's Amazon.com/First Take to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, we finally have a decision, folks. Breaking news into First Take. A source telling ESPN Aaron Rodgers will return to Green Bay. Two-time Super Bowl champ Damian Woody still here with us, but I'm looking at you, Stephen A.
Yo.
The one who coined the phrase, that bad man. So if Rodgers staying, if he gets Devontae Adams, all these parts, what he wants, the relationship with Gutekunst, all that good stuff, finally treated the way he wants, I need eye contact. Is it Super Bowl or bust for your boy?
I think so. I think that definitely so. I don't want to say this upcoming season. You know, he's got to win. Listen, we're at a point right now where we can't sit up there and say that. I don't care if it's 2 years, 3 years, whatever. Aaron Rodgers better end his career with another Super Bowl.
And if he doesn't.
Period. Then as far as I'm concerned, it's one of the all-time colossal busts. There's no excuse. There's just no excuse whatsoever. You know, so, I mean, that's just the way that I look at it right now. I look at other teams in the AFC, and I know how tough they could be. I don't care about none of that. The fact of the matter is you haven't had a Super Bowl championship.
I got to cut you off because look at Woody's face.
That's what I need. What's up? What's the problem?
Woody, talk to me.
You talking about Super Bowl or bust, but not next season? What the hell is going on here?
Yeah, for the duration. If he signed for three more years or whatever, win the Super Bowl
next year?
Huh?
What is going on?
Yeah, come on.
You letting him off the hook next year?
Yeah. You would bring that intensity for
Buffalo might be better. Kansas City might be better. I mean, hell, my Steelers might get a quarterback. My Steelers might get a quarterback. My Steelers might get a quarterback. I mean, ain't they possible?
That's your guy.
No one's thinking about your Steelers.
He is.
That's
he is.
Yeah. You talk about every week during the season.
He is. But I got to admit.
And now you're trying to let him off the hook?
Time out. Time out. Mm-hmm. I have been on the record.
So easy on
I was very, very devastated by the loss to San Francisco. I was very disappointed in Aaron Rodgers. Very disappointed. I haven't fully recovered from that. I really haven't. That's my answer.
Damian,
Dak
talk
Prescott
to me.
Dak Prescott got paid. You on Dak Prescott?
Yeah.
You know what? You know what would make me, feel better? You know what would make me feel better, Damian? You know how I can get over this?
How?
You know how I can get over this? How you can make me feel better, Damian?
How? How?
Oh, my goodness.
Go to the piano, man.
No, you know what, Damian?
Come on, man.
Damian, don't let him do it. Don't let him try to digress and distract us. He's easy on Aaron Rodgers. Anyone else, he'd say Super Bowl or bust or the biggest disappointment ever, not even the greatest regular season quarterback.
Look, Molly Lime. Look, Molly Lime. Calm down, Molly Lime.
Calm
down, Molly Lime. I mean,
watch how many people start wearing this kind of stuff now.
Trying to blind people, stuff like this. Trying to blind people. You know, says
when
lime and stuff like that. Molly Lime. I mean, come on, Molly. Just calm down. All right, it's gonna be all right. We got all season long to get on me. You ain't got to use the last minute of the show.
Okay.
Try to get on
what?
Me, all right?
You know what, Stephen A? He'll have another great regular season.
All right. Maybe so. And you'll have a better outfit tomorrow.
This outfit is great.